Do you set financial boundaries for your children, or do you give in too quickly? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. Today, our founder, the late Larry Burkett, shares insights on the benefits of discipline and boundaries when it comes to raising our children.
A parent who loves his children will discipline them. Discipline is not for punishment. It is to set boundaries for your children that they cannot exceed. Same as God does for us, right? He sets upper and lower boundaries. He said, you will live within those boundaries because I know that's what's best for you. We ought to do the same thing for our children. Lay down boundaries because those barriers are security for them. It's like I heard a story one time about a fellow who was a principal in a daycare center. And one of his daycare centers was located on a very busy highway. Had about a half an acre of playground, but when they let the children out to play, they huddled right around the building because the cars going by at 60 miles an hour scared them, obviously, and they had to have patrol guards all along the side to keep the kids off the road. This principal, when he took over that particular daycare center, put up a 6-foot chain link fence all around the property. And the very next day when they let those kids out at recess, they went right up to the edge of the fence and took maximum utilization of all that land. You know why? The fence represented a secure barrier for them. It restricted them for sure, but it also protected them. And that's what discipline is to do for our children. We are to lay up barriers for them that will restrict them for sure, but also will protect them.
If you want to deepen your faith and become a better steward, sign up for the online Money Life Personal Finance Study. The lessons are encouraging and practical and possibly life-changing, and they'll help you understand what living as a steward really means. It's available for a donation of any amount. Learn more at crown.org.